podcast is back. Super late right now. I'm going to kind of dive in, kind of what would just fucking happen to me. And then we'll get into like the betting picks for Bowman Gray Stadium, everything like that. It is currently Friday, 1:20 a.m. on Friday. Fell asleep. I've been working a lot of hours. I've been working 7 days a week, so it's been crazy. And we will discuss everything going on. But welcome back to the Hot Pass Podcast. Let's get rid of all the nonsense out of the way first. Welcome back to the Hot Pass Podcast. This is what you guys have been waiting for. The Friday morning betting show is back full time. Friday morning betting shows, 5 a.m. Eastern. Tuesday recap shows, 5 a.m. Eastern. A lot more social media presence. We'll be back again now that the NASCAR season is going to be back full time in 2 weeks. But Bowman Gray Stadium, the Clash is back this weekend. So we're going to be in full swing. Driver interviews this year. We're still working on Justin Allgaier. We'll talk about that throughout the year. And we're going to try and get Raja Carruth on later on this year as well after the Coke 600. So there's big plans going on. I'm ready to make a bag. And Hot Pass Podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Podcast won't be available on YouTube until I move into my new place get the full podcast set up ready to go. So that'll be coming up in probably another 2 weeks at least, but it'll be available on all audio platforms until then. At Furlong Eric underscore FurlongEric underscore underscore on all social media platforms. Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter is where you can find me for all my crazy stories of like definitely just what's going on with my new place. I was in Ireland in November, the whole off season, what's been going on, the betting show, all my betting picks are available every single day. Every single day is, I guess, available on the Action Network, but we'll get into that. See, this is what happens. We're off a couple of weeks, haven't talked about the Friday morning betting show, and I don't even have the layout of how this podcast works. There's going to be a couple of hiccups, all right? We even have the little sock right now on top of the microphone, so I'm not popping in the microphone. I am holding it because I'm laying in bed. Instagram and Twitter. You guys got to follow me there because I'll post some pre-practice and qualifying bets usually Friday afternoons, Saturday mornings, early betting picks, super on in the week, early leans will be posted on my Instagram and my Twitter. Right before the races, I'll usually post the full betting cards. The Friday morning betting show usually – all my truck series bets are exclusive to that, as well as qualifying bets and the Xfinity for sure. Cup series is always available on my Action Network throughout the week. And at this time, if you guys already follow me on the Action Network at Furlong Eric underscore, I don't have any bets laid down. There's a lot of money going into this, my new place. I've won money on Joey Logano the previous years. And Denny Hamlin, so we've hit it every single time. There's just so much going on with this new place and everything like that. I don't need to be dumping money into a race that's just a one-off, and I'm not going to be putting much money into the Daytona 500. I'll probably sprinkle on a couple of guys like I always do. I'm kind of holding off. But you guys are obviously going to get my full honest opinion on who I think is going to win in the Clash race and where some leans are, okay? Some people got unbelievable odds on Chase Briscoe and Christopher Bell. Early on in the week, I was going to take that, but went, let's just hold off. I just want to enjoy this race. It's going to be, I feel like a boring one because it is a short track, but we'll get into that. So anyways, Hot Pass Podcast, wherever you get to podcast, at Furlong Eric underscore, and then Action Network, at Furlong Eric underscore. Link is in the bio wherever you get your podcast. Let's dive into it. Okay. So I hope you guys had a great offseason. We're going to get right back into the mix. Fuck the Kansas City Chiefs. I've just been watching football, hockey, all sorts of things over the last couple of weeks. As some of you guys know, I was in Ireland in November. We talked about that on a couple other podcasts. Hopefully you guys also enjoyed the interviews with Ryan Williams and Harris Liu. If you guys haven't checked that out, you guys can go check that out on the podcast feed on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever. And the Ryan Williams one isn't on YouTube, but the Harris Liu one is for sure. But you guys can go check that out ASAP. But yeah, it's been an interesting off season. Been very busy. But just in recent time, within the last hour and a half of recording this podcast, I've been working like 7 days a week, 6 days a week in the off season, making as much money as possible at my regular job, and I'm moving into a new place, and that's why I kind of haven't since May I haven't really had a good consistent setup. Some of you guys have seen the setup on YouTube. It's obviously going to change, but some of you guys didn't know that I was living back at home for the time being after a breakup. Ended up getting booted out or whatever. I was helping the significant other's parents out financially. So, and then when everything kind of went awry between the family, it wasn't between her and I, but the family and I, ended up getting booted out on, last minute. So then I ended up moving home, and I've just kind of lived at home ever since or whatever. It was my first time in like 10 years living back at home. So it's been odd. So in that time, I was kind of waiting until the, after Christmas holidays or whatever to see, because usually in construction, I work construction as my full-time job. If you guys are a new listener, is usually layoffs happen before Christmas time. Sounds kind of fucked up, but usually that's how it works. You lay off guys just a couple of weeks before Christmas, and that's just how it goes. So I was holding off until after Christmas to be able to find a new place, just because obviously you don't want to be moving in and immediately getting fucking laid off. So I waited until then, and I was like, oh, didn't get laid off, must be a great worker. You know what I'm saying? If I can work like a dog, and I'm very responsible. Yeah, I might be a fucking lunatic, but I am responsible on the job site. Nobody has died on my watch. And so I waited till then, and then I started really looking at places. So I found a really nice place in a city not too far from where I'm living currently. So it's the city that I went to high school in. And nice brand new condo. It's literally like I'm building a condo right now, and it's the existing buildings right next door. Brand new. It's probably like a year old. So I'm going through the process. Anyways, let's just jump right to it. I'm going through the process of doing the application for this place. Obviously, there's like 20 applicants. I was one of the final three. And then the guy that owns the condo or whatever, you know, nice guy. You know, it's all going great. Go through the application. Him and I hit it off really well. He's a Bills fan. We were joking around before the Kansas City Chiefs game. Let's just confirm that. But we were joking around about the Bills and the Chiefs and everything like that. We're doing really well. And then, like, we're going through the application process. Everything's going really well. He does the credit check, all this stuff, la-di-da-di-da. And Friday at midnight, I'm supposed to be moving in on Saturday at like 11 a.m. is when I'm moving. And Friday at midnight, exactly at midnight, I fell asleep early. I was going to record this podcast earlier, but I've been working all day, just worked Saturday, Sunday this past week. And I lay down in bed after packing up a bunch of stuff and folding up a bunch of clothes and everything like that. I ended up passing out, and luckily I woke up at like quarter to midnight, and I was just kind of sitting there watching YouTube trying to fall back asleep. And at midnight I get an email, so I check my phone. And let me read the motherfucking email that I received. Now, I've never dealt with this kind of shit before. This is utter scumbag shit. I'm not going to give up, obviously, the guy's name. But I get this email. Ready? Quote, "Hey, Eric. Unfortunately, I've decided to go with another applicant." Okay. Unquote. This is 24 hours before I'm supposed to be moving in. Now, luckily, I am living at home, so it's not a dire situation. But you're getting excited. You have everything packed up, ready to go. You got friends and family coming to help you fucking move. People have gone out of their way to be able to help you move. You know, you worked your ass off and figured all this out to be able to get excited to move into a new place. And this is a beautiful condo. It has a fucking bowling alley in the bitch, okay? This place has a beautiful patio in the apartment, pool, Peloton room, a gym. Internet's included in the fucking price. It's a beautiful place. South sun, so you get beautiful natural sunlight in there. You know, I'm just describing, I can describe all this stuff. I got a sultry voice. And I wonder how I sound with this sock on. I'm not going to lie. But hopefully it sounds half decent and the microphone's not popping as much. But anyways, ADHD all over the fucking place. I'm really excited about this place. And this is the email I get. So anyways, let's back into it. Quote, "Unfortunately, I've decided to go with another applicant. Only reason is they're offering $1,900, which I'm paying $1,850. Now, if you're American, that might sound insane, but rent is extremely expensive here. This is a one-bedroom apartment, but this is actually below. Rent's actually gone down over the last couple of months, so this is actually cheaper than usual, definitely for a brand-new place. They're offering $1,900, and they don't need parking, so this is a chance for me to rent it and make up for some of my losses in dropping rent. $200 this past year. He used to rent it for $2,050 a month, and now he's charging $1,850. So he goes, "Sorry for the delay in letting you know, Brian." Oop, just dropped your name, brother. Not obviously give your last name, but so then I'm like, you know, send him an email like, "What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me?" A day before. One day before you wait, and like now you're gonna just to get an extra $50, like crumbs, $50 a month extra, and try and rent out the parking spot. Now, his place did flood. He got fucked and had to go through insurance in a new build, which kind of sucks, but like you can't just fuck somebody like that. That's utter scumbag bullshit to be like the day before. Somebody's going to move in now. Luckily, I live at home, but imagine if I didn't and I gave my 2 months notice or whatever and I was moving out and now I'm homeless, you know? Let me tell you, the podcast would not be happening very often if I was fucking homeless. Now, we're going to be just fucking fine, but that is insane. So I went irate in an email right back to him. I'm sure he didn't expect me to fucking be emailing back at 12:01 a.m. after reading that, and he sent it literally a minute ago, so I fucking went off on him, and then he emails me back saying, you know, like, this is fucking weird, man. Now, you guys will have to let me know, DM me, if you guys would still rent for this guy after this, in my situation where I could still live at home for another month, if I had to. After my strongly worded email, he says, "Hey, sorry, man, that's pretty terrible of me. I've had so many applicants bail after they apply that I wasn't thinking straight. I feel terrible. Let's move forward. I won't move forward with the other applicant." So anyways, would you guys still move in to this place after what he just tried to pull? He said he's going to buy me a six pack of beer and put it in the fridge. Motherfucker, I want a 2-4 of the good shit. Okay. I want premium alcoholic beverages sitting in my fridge after that. Honestly, I should be getting a lot more out of that after, like, I'm going to be up all night now. I'm going to go to the gym still at 5 a.m. Before work. Subtle flex. Absolutely jocked. But would you guys still move in after this? It seems like a red flag of all red flags. So just let me know what you think. I'm still fucking moving in. But would you guys, if you had the option of still living at home for another month until March 1st and then moving out? You know, in Canada, the majority of landlords nowadays are Indian, and this guy is a white guy. I have been screwed over by, you know, nothing against Indian people. I got fucking Indian friends. But if you guys aren't from Canada, you guys have no idea. But the crisis up here with the immigration process and everything like that, and Indian landlords, I actually like is insane. And I've had a couple Indian landlords before, and they do not, like, if something is wrong with your unit, they're so cheap that they will not fucking fix it, and it will take months. So to have like a, you know, just anybody other than a fucking Indian guy at this point, you know, not hating on fucking Indian people, just want to back myself up here. It's just, I've dealt with like, and how many friends I know that have Indian room or Indian landlords, and it is not a fun time trying to get something fixed, whether it's your oven, your fridge, your heating, your cooling, whatever it may be. It's not a good time. And to have somebody that's like, you know, a decent, reputable person at this point, that you can get along with, whatever race they are, it's hard to come around with. And to have this guy pull this shit, it kind of fucking makes me go, ooh, I don't know, maybe I should have just went with the Indian guys. But anyways, I digress. Let's move on. Let's get to the betting picks. After some people may think, low-key racist. Not fucking true, motherfucker, okay? Now, I can really do the Indian accent really fucking good. If you want to hear that, just ask for it in person, okay? So let's go to Bowman Gray Stadium, all right? Let's just move away from that. Now, I've seen some betting odds on Bet365. I haven't really looked at them too much since I'm not actually going to be betting on them, but I have seen that earlier on in the week, you got Chase Briscoe at like 20-1 to win the race, and Christopher Bell at 14-1 on BetMGM to win the race. Now, did I take those? No. We do have some top three odds on DraftKings. Not bad, not bad. Sunday, February 16th. Okay, so we do have race winner and top three odds on DraftKings. I have seen top Ford on and top Chevrolet, top Toyota on annual manufacturing winning bets on Bet365 and such. But let's just scroll through here on DraftKings, because this is very readily available for everybody. So right off the bat, you got Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin sitting at +750. Now, I've seen +850 for Denny Hamlin, probably Kyle Larson as well, hovering around there. You got Joey Logano and Christopher Bell down at +850. Not bad. Chase Briscoe sitting at +900. Blaney is, you know, 10-1. Kyle Busch 11-1. William Byron 13-1, as well as Ty Gibbs, Chase Elliott 15-1, and then it starts to really drift off. Tyler Reddick 22-1, Chastain 25-1, Kozlowski as well as Alex Bowman, Ryan Preece 28-1, Chris Buescher as well, and Josh Berry 30-1, and it kind of falls off. Bubba Wallace 40-1. Now, the biggest thing we need to remember is I'm pretty sure not every driver. I think like that's how it worked last year in the clashes as well, as not everybody was guaranteed a spot in the final race. So you have to be able to race your way in. So when you're placing these bets, I'm pretty sure that's still how it's going to work. So I think that's why it kind of ends up drifting off a lot for these guys, is like, I think I would assume they wouldn't just change that format up. If I'm wrong, let me know and check me. But I'm just going to go off of, I think that this is the reason why a lot of these guys are drifting off. Some of them obviously really bad at short tracks, but you're also going to have to probably win your way in to the final race. I do see a lot of value in Bubba Wallace. He's raced really well at the clashes in the past. I think last year's, did he end up getting spun around at some point during the race? But Bubba grew up on these short tracks. Bubba's looked really good at the last two clashes, at least the last two at the Coliseum. So at 40-1, you do need to remember that I'm pretty sure he needs to end up racing his way into the final race. But with the chaos that can happen, I think 40-1 early on a Bubba Wallace bet is not a bad bet. Now, this, once again, this year, we'll have a bit of Bubba. We're going to call it the Bubba Bias. Okay. And I love that man. That man is a solid dude. And the Bubba Bias is back once again for another year. So he's sitting at Bet365. Bubba Wallace is sitting at 25-1 to win the race. So if you guys want some fucking 40-1 on Bubba Wallace to win the cup race, fuck, man, that's a good line, dude. That's a really good line. 40-1, that's way different. I'm going to try and pull up a couple other sports books here. Let's go to like Caesars, because a lot of you guys in the States have Caesars Sportsbook as well. I'm fit to play, dog. I'm fit to play. Shouts out. Shout out to not being a psychopath. Shouts out, dog. You know who's a psychopath? The guy that was trying to fucking get me to move into his place. Yeah, Bubba's 28-1 on Caesars. I feel like 40-1 is a great line. I would take that. And to be honest, I might sprinkle on it a little bit just because that's my dog. So 40-1 on Bubba Wallace. I really like that. Just a little shekel because he does have to get into the final race. Toyota has been very good here. Joe Gibbs Racing has been very good here. So I would expect 23-11 to be good here. But the one driver in the 23-11 camp that I do not trust, I guess two of them, is Riley Herbst being brand new. But then Tyler Reddick is not the best at the short track packages. So I would stay away from that. I would expect Bubba Wallace to continue on his dominant ways. When it does, not dominant, but successful path in the short track world. But like, I mean, if we get a top five or you get some top tens and you can get some good plus money on Bubba Wallace for whether it's a top five, top 10, I would take that. I would be shocked if we even got top tens because I feel like it's so early on. I feel like if you can get a top five on a Bubba Wallace or, you know, a solid number on a top three, I wouldn't hate that, man. Bubba Wallace is sitting at 9-1 for a top three right now on DraftKings Sportsbook, looking at it here in Canada. Just remember, this year, I don't need to hear it all the time. I am Canadian, so sometimes my betting odds are a little different than yours down in the States. Just FYI, I'm going to try and use DraftKings, Caesars, you know, stuff that's readily available in the States. But some of my odds, like qualifying odds and stuff, will be on Bet365. Some states have it. Canada, it's readily available up here. So some of the favorites I do have to say that I really like is Kyle Busch has been one guy that has consistently finished really well at these clash races. He's very good at these kind of style of short tracks at times, but that RCR needs to do a lot of work in the offseason. I hope they did. On the short track package, but Kyle will show up at the clash and then they'll go to any other short track. And it's like they were overthinking it. Maybe RCR this year needs to just have a little bit of freedom and just go in like the clash races and not give a fuck and just throw a setup together and just have fun with it. Because it seems like they were, at least from my eyes and how I look at it, is like they were overthinking it going to every short track. They were fucking dog poop on every short track. Look at his Kyle Busch's finishes. Austin Dillon's also been very good at the clash as well, at least the 1 year, like maybe it was 2 years ago. So maybe keep an eye out on like Austin Dillon. What's he sitting at? 45-1. I don't know. Yeah, 45-1 on DraftKings. That's not bad. I don't think he's going to win it, but because you do have heavy hitters. So let's go to the favorites, who I really think is going to win this race. Obviously, Christopher Bell and Chase Briscoe, knowing the odds that we could have gotten, I don't like him as much anymore. 14-1, 20-1, if you guys got that. It was available on BetMGM for a while. That is great odds, right? This is sprinkle. This is a race where you guys just sprinkle, get your toes wet, just for the NASCAR season coming up, right? Just knowing that the odds we've could have gotten, I want to wait to see what Chase Briscoe can do. He's really good at these short tracks. Obviously, Christopher Bell, insanely good. Kyle Larson, insanely good. But one guy that won the clash last year that I still like, he's having one thing that's shocking with Denny Hamlin is sponsorship issues, which is kind of shocking for how long he's been in the sport for. But I do like a Denny Hamlin. He is 10 to 1. Oh my God. He is 10 to 1 on Caesar Sportsbook at the time of this recording at 1:46 a.m. So maybe when we all wake up and we're listening to this, or you guys are listening to this, it won't be available. But on Caesar Sportsbook, he is 10 to 1 right now. Plus 1,000 for you little newbies to win the race. Last time I checked, when he would do the SRX races, the one SRX race that I think he did, fucking dominated. Obviously, lower class, you know, drivers. Not at like the Cup Series, not many Cup Series drivers, but very good. 10 to 1 is an insane set of odds for a guy like Denny Hamlin, who is really good at these short tracks, who won the Clash last year. So I would be taking for sure. Maybe if I can if I got the balls, I'll sprinkle like 0.4 of a unit on Denny Hamlin to win the Clash at 10 to 1 on Caesar Sportsbook. Ryan Blaney, not so much, not really hitting on it. Joey Logano, obviously always a good choice if you guys feel like it. But I don't like Joey Logano. I feel like let's get one of those years of Joey Logano in an odd year and with that championship hangover. I mean, even last year seemed like a championship hangover from the previous years. You know, William Byron, I wouldn't be shocked if he's up there working it. But, I mean, I feel like you just have guys that the Toyotas have such a history in the Clash races that I can't say no to a Denny Hamlin at 10 to 1. That's got my fucking dick just rock hard, baby. Are you fucking serious right now? 10 to 1 is just nuts. If I had to give another pick, yeah, 12 to 1 on Kyle Busch on Caesars is the best line I'm seeing right now. I like Kyle Busch at 12 to 1. Longer shots, Bubba Wallace at 40 to 1. I love those odds, man. I love those fucking odds. But we got an odd boost. Kyle Larson to win the Clash race at 9 to 1. Yeah, I mean, if you want, fuck Kyle Larson and all this waiver bullshit going on there, brother. Who else, man? I mean, you could see some like surprising things from like Aho Savara, Noah Gragson, very good on these short tracks as Noah Gragson. But there's a lot of guys that have moved around in the offseason. We'll obviously discuss it throughout the year. A lot of moving around going on. I just want to be able to see them in regular races first before I end up spending my hard-earned dollars on them. Obviously, the 19 of Chase Briscoe is going to be the most interesting one. I know we're bouncing all over the place, but Chase Briscoe being in the 19, knowing how good he is in the short tracks, knowing how good Martin Truex was, I feel like he's going to be very successful. I think my top two picks, if you had to take two, and even though we could have got Chase Briscoe at 20 to 1, I still don't mind Chase Briscoe at plus 850. I understand that we are losing like the really good odds. But Chase Briscoe at plus 850 in that 19, I feel like is an okay number. I understand that we haven't seen much, but it's the 19. It is a Joe Gibbs car. I expect a lot. And then Denny Hamlin at 10 to 1, Kyle Busch at 12 to 1. Those are my favorites. And then Bubba Wallace at 40 to 1 as a little sprinkle long shot. And I will take, you know what's wild? Is you go over to Winning Manufacturer on Bet365. I don't know if other sports books have this available right now. Winning Manufacturer, Toyota, even if this is the one bet you just want to end up taking, rather than picking it outright, you maybe want to sprinkle a little bit, but bet heavy on this bet. Toyota's for the Winning Manufacturer on Bet365 is plus 275. Where Chevrolet is sitting at plus 140 and Ford is plus 150. You got Chase Briscoe. You have Christopher Bell. And you have Denny Hamlin. Three guys that are in Toyotas that are very good short track drivers. And then you have Bubba Wallace coming up the rear if he makes it into the final race. That means you have four good shots of hitting this. I understand there's a lot of Fords. There's a lot of Chevrolets, but who was good consistently on most tracks last year? Other than obviously Super Speedway, that has nothing to do with it. But like short tracks, obviously Chevrolet, Ford was good, you know, Ryan Blaney at Martinsville, whatever. But consistently running really, really well, Toyotas. One thing I really want to lay down, I don't think we're going to have this issue right now at the Clash race because it's not as long as Toyota needs to figure out what's going on with their cars because they were having, Ty Gibbs was having absolute heartbreaker races with blowing engines and all this shit. So hopefully Toyota got their shit figured out. I feel like plus 275 on Toyota, if you guys just want to take that and ride with Toyotas for the weekend, I do not fucking hate that. So, top bets right now, we're 30 minutes into the fucking podcast, 15 minutes of talking about my crazy life that's been going on, in the last couple of days, and then 15 minutes of betting advice. Okay. Top bets. Okay. Let's break it down. Chase Briscoe plus 850 to win the race. If you got 20-1, you're an absolute god. Okay. If you had Christopher Bella 14-1, you're an absolute god. But Chase Briscoe, plus 850. Denny Hamlin, on Caesars, 10-1. Kyle Busch, 12-1 on Caesars. And then on DraftKings, Bubba Wallace, 40-1. Bubba Wallace, 9-1 on DraftKings for a top three. And give me that Toyota love, plus 275 on winning manufacturer. Now, I do drive a Chevrolet, but after what happened at Martinsville last year, I want to burn it, and I will not be backing Chevrolet until they do me good by winning me some money this year. And hopefully this weekend, it ain't Chevrolet winning the motherfucker race. Now, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket on Toyota. Don't give a fuck. I'm not actually betting the money, but this is my actual personal insight of what I would actually take if I had to put money on it. I understand that we had, you know, Steve Letarte and all these guys that couldn't actually bet on the fucking races and they were betting a million things. And now, Dirty Mo Dope's not even going on anymore. But 99% of races I'm sprinkling money on, probably 100%. This will be the 1% that I'm not actually fucking, that 99%, that one last percent. This is the one race that I'm not sprinkling on. Just because I'm moving and all this stuff and I have money invested in other ways. And then we'll save our money for Daytona, or whatever the fucking second actual race is. Cause Daytona, I don't really sprinkle on. I have learned the hard way at Atlanta in the fall, having money go up in flames in the Xfinity race to not, put money on super speedway races anymore. God, that was an ugly one. Go back and listen to that fucking recap show. Oh my God, I was an absolute distraught. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast. It was a little crazy. It's not too much going on. I'm gonna try and touch on Tuesday a bunch of the championship odds, where I think guys are standing right now. You know, what do I expect from, you know, guys like Riley Herbst and Josh Berry, where they're at, and Noah Gragson, and, you know, Michael McDowell being over at Spire, all this stuff, as well as maybe possibly some of the Xfinity and truck moves, since it has been a long off season, and I want to fill some time over the next 2 weeks until Daytona. So we'll touch on that. So hopefully, I know this was a little bit of a quick one. There's not much going on. We don't have two crazy odds. And I just kind of wanted to just come back on here and talk to you guys. I've missed you guys. I'm really excited for the future for this podcast. I appreciate you guys, a lot of you guys listening. I've also had you know, good feedback. I've also met some listeners throughout the off season. It was kind of crazy. It's just been a wild ride, and I appreciate you guys always listening. This is going to be a great season. I'm excited. We're going to have new setups. We're going to have interviews. We're going to have lots of social media content coming out throughout the year, since I'll have my own setup to be able to just be able to edit everything in peace and have consistent setups where I can just end up putting out clips. So anyways, I'm getting fucking messages right now in the middle of the fucking night. So let me just end the podcast here. Say, go subscribe to the Hot Pass podcast. Hot Pass Podcast on YouTube. Available in the next 2 weeks is when the YouTube episodes will be back up. But you can go over there right now, subscribe. We're almost at 100 subscribers on there. So Hot Pass Podcast on YouTube, Hot Pass Podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your audio podcasts, on a weekly basis, Tuesdays at 5 a.m. and Fridays at 5 a.m. Friday Morning Betting Show, Truck at Xfinity are always exclusive to the Friday Morning Betting Show. You can go over to at Furlong Eric _ on all social media platforms, X, TikTok, and Instagram, to follow any sort of early bets that I've had for Truck or Xfinity and Cup, as well as, oh my God. I'm just getting text messages out the wazoo, like, shut the fuck up. And it's 2 a.m. Anyways, yeah, so follow me. God, this is why I put my phone on silent when I usually do this. Didn't expect text messages at 2 a.m. Anyway, so yeah, at Furlong Eric _, you can follow me there. All the early betting lines or whatever there. And Friday, probably about half an hour before the truck races on Fridays, or even when they're on Saturdays, as well as Xfinity, you can see my final betting cards on there for free. But if you guys want early lines and my early picks, you have to listen to the Friday Morning Betting Show and follow me on all of my social media platforms for all my early leans. So then after practice and qualifying, you don't lose out on a fucking good line. Okay, because this man, this crazy mind, has the insight. And then go to at Furlong Eric _ on my Action Network. Link is in the bio wherever you find me. And you guys can see all my early cup plays. Action Network doesn't let you, I'm not paid by them or anything. We're still working on advertisers. Some of the sports books are trying to give me minimal, and for them to take a lot from me. And that's not happening. So we don't have many advertisements right now. So Action Network is not an advertiser at all, but I use that to track all my Cup Series bets, and they don't let you track truck and Xfinity odds. So you have to follow me on my social media platforms for that stuff, as well as the Action Network does let me post all my Cup stuff. So like, you know, Tuesday night. Wednesday mornings are usually when the Cup Series odds are available, so make sure to check out the Action Network. You'll get notifications every time I place a bet. And yeah, man, that's been the Hot Pass Podcast, baby. A little scrambled at the beginning, a little scrambled at the end. But you know, that is what you guys have come to love this podcast for, is the absolute fucking chaos that goes on, the honesty I have with you guys, and I hope you guys appreciate it. DM me, remember to let me know if you guys think that you guys would move into this place still. But anyways, love you guys. Thank you for always supporting me, and let's have another wild NASCAR season. It's going to be a long few months, but we're going to pump out content every single week. You guys will see me at some races, not as many as last year, but you guys will see me at races. And I love you guys. NASCAR till we fucking die, baby. NASCAR all over print t-shirts till we die. And yeah, man. Bubba Wallace till we die too, baby. Come on back, brother. All right. Talk to you guys later.